Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Almost always makes me high.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is the director of Express Yourself Community Connections, which is affiliated with Road to Responsibility right here in Marshfield. In 2013, Diane pitched her idea about creating a dream gallery to support her community in a Massachusetts statewide contest. And she won. Express Yourself Community Connections is an integrated artisan gallery featuring over 140 vendors, and their mission beyond the storefront is to create space for connection, encourage others through authentic self-discovery and conversation. Diane Gilligan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Nicole.
Oh, you were such a lovely guest before. And can
you.
I just share, the show is airing on my birthday.
Oh my God, that's great. This
Yay.
Sunday.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Young 51.
Yep.
Yeah. 51's the
We're
new
the same age.
It's the new 31.
I think so.
Rather than
I
the
agree.
New 41, it's the new 31,
right?
Because you're only as young as you feel, right?
Absolutely.
Mm. So we are talking all about community inclusion.
Yes.
This is everything that you stand for. That is it in a nutshell.
That's right. Absolutely.
Mm.
Yep.
Now, Express Yourself Community Connections has evolved.
Yep.
Quite a bit since 2013, quite a bit since you were on the show last time.
It really has, yes.
I know just by looking at your website,
yep.
It has evolved. Yes. So what were some of the significant turning points over the years?
Okay, well, when we first started, and we were so glad that we won the contest, okay, we opened a shop on Plain Street. That was our first location.
Mm.
Okay. And at that time, we were called Express Yourself Enrichment Center because we really started out wanting to provide enriching opportunities for the individuals that we support and the community.
Which are adults with disabilities.
Adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Okay.
And our goal was really to build and create an integrated artisan gallery.
Mm.
We did not want to open an art gallery that just supported people with disabilities because we don't look at the disability. We were looking at the abilities and if they wanted to express themselves artistically, we didn't see any difference between the individuals we support in the general community.
Mm.
So, you know what? We opened it. We hit it off. We met our goals. We had about 70 fully inclusive artisan vendors within the first 2 years.
Oh.
And our classes and workshops at that time focused mainly on enrichment.
Mm.
So we focused mainly on arts and crafts and that type of thing.
Mm.
But when it evolved in 2016, we changed the name, and I'm so proud of this. We changed it to Express Yourself Community Connections, not a center. We're not a center. We are in the heart of the community. And more importantly, the relationships that we built with the community, with the individuals that we support, really becoming a valued member of their community through our shop, is it's just amazing. We're so proud of it to achieve that aspect.
And everyone wants to be valued.
Everybody.
It doesn't matter if you have a disability or you don't. We all want to be valued.
We do. They talk a lot in the field about socially valued roles in the community. And I even take that one step further. You know, society values certain roles and, let's say, employment positions, but it's really about what we as individuals, all of us, value. So what might be valuable to somebody, say, you know, you as a radio host, they might say, well, that is a valued position. Well, maybe if the individuals that we support have a different understanding of what meaning and purpose and joy means to them, I really specialize in finding out what they value as a person, right?
And we're going to talk about the self-discovery, authentic self-discovery later. Now, what have been some of the challenges along the way? Have you had any?
Oh my God, of course we have.
Of course.
First of all, there is no state funding for social enterprise because it's a business, okay? And it's under the umbrella of Road to Responsibility. But we cannot use state contract money.
Even though you won the state award.
Yes, because it's
very
not
tricky.
It's very tricky because human service providers are providing services. They're providing core services, which are funded. Okay, so the residential programs,
day programs,
therapeutic programs, but really all those extra meaningful, purposeful things that we are helping our individuals achieve, feeling valued, feeling a part of the community, feeling included. It's ironic, but it's not funded. So we really have had that challenge, right, of not having enough fundraising dollars, right, to really meet the positive response that Express Yourself has received. So that's been a challenge.
And you have events.
Yes, we do. Yep.
And so, events, and what's the other word I'm looking for? Things for people to come together.
Of course.
Right?
Yes, we do.
So it's people that are either expressing themselves with music, or you have a classes.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, we have a whole host of classes.
So there's no charge.
Well, there are. It depends.
If there's a cost for the materials.
Yes. If we're doing something like, for example, making holiday wreaths, then there might be at like a $10 cost per person because, of course, we have to
supplies,
right? And then we actually have volunteer facilitators in the community. We do not have a budget to pay teachers and facilitators, but that's okay because what we do is very reciprocal. The community is so impressed by the opportunity of the platform for them to come and be vendors and express and sell their art and photography. So they want to give back.
It's okay.
So it is. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. So we're able to do that. But then, of course, open mic nights that everybody loves. That's free of charge. We're just trying to get the community together.
And bring them in the doors.
Yeah.
And get the foot traffic in so they can be aware of everything that you offer.
Absolutely. Because, you know, expressing yourself isn't just about a physical product like painting or a craft or, art. It's really about expressing yourself, your talent and your gifts. And so music, you know, that is something we bring in. People who write poetry. So we're really that community platform.
Now, so the private funding.
Yes.
Is really your unfulfilled need.
It is. I would say private funding and opportunities. Those are the two big guns. And you know, there's no dearth of imagination and idea with the people I work with in the community, as well as the individuals I support. We sit and we come together, we share ideas, we brainstorm.
But you make the ideas come to fruition.
Right. Like I'm the person that gathers that, designing that intentional setting where people want to gather and connect. And then because everybody's so different, they're coming with different perspectives and skills, and then all these ideas are germinating. Mm-hmm. And so it's not the fact that we don't have the imagination and the creativity, it's we don't have funding to execute it.
So we need to talk about that some more.
Okay,
and really, so you're always looking for more artists. You're looking for more people, authors, photographers, crafters, people to come in with ideas, people to come in and teach.
Yes. Where it's kind of ironic because when the way I look at the shop now, of course, as I mentioned, 140 artists and vendors, fully inclusive. It's not so much that I'm actively pursuing more artists. I mean, the shop is only so big.
So it's happening word of mouth.
It's happening word of mouth. And mm-hmm. what I'm really trying to do is now create those connections and opportunities for the folks we support, for people to see their work and make connections for them and offer them opportunities to be employed. You know, you get involved, maybe work at a Michael's craft store, maybe, you know, work in a gallery, that type of thing.
And we're going to talk more about how diversity for employers is a very good thing.
Oh, absolutely. For businesses. It's a win-win.
It is a win-win. So I hope you stay with us. We do have to go to break. My guest is Diane Gilligan, and she is with ExpressYourselfConnections.org. They are an affiliate of Road to Responsibility. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. What a beautiful song.
I love that song.
I really love Luke Bryan.
Yes, absolutely.
His voice is beautiful. And what did they say it in these lyrics about the mother? Most mothers should qualify for sainthood.
They did. And I love that verse, that lyric, because when I listen to that song, and I'm a mother, but when I listen to that song, I think about the mothers that have children with disabilities. They are, honest to God, they are
children,
the heroes.
Or children with cancer.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And what do you have? You have crocheted yarn hats for children undergoing chemotherapy.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I have a friend who knits, so I'm going to connect you with
her. Yep.
And I also connected you with Rui. With
the, oh my
with
God,
the books,
yes.
With
the books are in our shop.
The empowering young girls books.
Those stories, those books are so
Aren't they great? The gal who created the flag. I can't remember who's in the books.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All different.
I have them at home. But yeah. but they're worth going in if you have a young girl that's 2 years old.
Absolutely.
That you want to help empower. Yep. And share with her some, you know, amazing women.
Amazing
in our
examples
history.
And mentors of right. historical women.
And he's got more books coming, I think.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he comes in all
Hi,
the time.
Hi, Rui. He listens
Hi,
all
Rui.
The time. So let's go back to employment for people with disabilities.
Sure.
So really, I thought that you had created this process called authentic self-discovery. So you didn't create it.
Right. I did not create it. I actually stumbled upon it and discovered it in 2003. Sarah Brand Brockman, I hope I pronounced that right, she is the author. Mm-hmm. She has created this tool.
What's the book?
Okay, and it's about, it's called Your Authentic Self, and then she made another one called Excavating Your Authentic Self.
Wow.
Don't you love that word?
I do.
I do, because it's really all about looking inward, okay? Mm. It's really, when I think about my why as to why I'm so passionate about doing the work I do, it's because I truly believe that every single human being wants meaning and purpose and joy in their life. And we all have something unique, one of a kind,
to give.
And I think we spend a lot of time looking outside of ourselves and thinking, well,
I believe that.
Right. And it's kind of like a mouse on a wheel type of thing where people keep trying and trying and trying. And no matter how hard they try, sometimes they just go, something's missing. Mm. And I'm fascinated because that's what I love talking about the most. Everyone's like, oh my God, don't ask me about what my authentic self is. But that's a wide question. If I say, do you have meaning and purpose,
yes,
right?
Yes.
People go, oh, Diane, please. But I say, no. I say, I'm very interested in this and I would invite you to come in anytime and talk to us about it, process.
Is it a group facilitation?
It can be. It can be lots of different things.
So I love that you can do it as a group.
Yeah, it's funner.
Well, I mean, I think that one-on-one is great.
Yep.
But when you really get the energy.
Exactly.
Of everyone together.
Yep.
And so you do it with imagery.
Yes, we do it with images. So we typically have like a lot of magazines. And it's a process. You can't do it all in one day and then glue down your photos and then discover your authentic self. It's really a process.
Mm.
And people,
just like anything else.
Everything else in life, right? If it was that easy, we wouldn't need to discover. We wouldn't need to explore.
And we would all have done it a really long time ago.
We'd all be like, bam, right on the right path, right? The most important thing about it, though, and it is fun, it's really, really fun, is that once you discover it and uncover it, it's so amazing. Then you can share it.
Mm.
That's where the meaning comes in for your life.
Mm.
If you say, well, I don't know if I have a meaningful life. Well, you do have something to offer, but it's when we share it and contribute to the world.
Dare I say, I'm goosebumping myself right now.
Okay.
Dare I say that once you uncover it, you can continue to uncover more and more
evolve.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It's almost like different pieces keep revealing themselves and you go, oh, I knew I enjoyed doing that, but I didn't understand it was in that situation or bringing it to that type of setting.
What a beautiful addiction.
I know.
It's, to be addicted to uncovering your true self.
It's like a treasure chest inside of ourselves. And I always want to peek in and it's
what
like a puzzle.
Is
what else is there? What else can I link up?
Mm. I love that you just said puzzle.
Yeah.
Now, what is this? I love the puzzle that you have somehow hanging in your... I can't even visualize it right now, but I just know there's puzzle pieces and there's people's names on them.
Yes. We have a big poster board on the wall and we bought blank white puzzle pieces. And that's part of our authentic discovery. And we say, you are a piece of the puzzle. Mm. So when they come in to do authentic discovery, or if you're just a customer and we get into this conversation when you're in the store, we talk about authentic discovery and they say, I've never thought about it that way.
Mm.
I've never thought about my gifts and talents. Mm. And so we talk about that. And then when they identify something, they write their name, they write what it is, and we take a push pin and put it on the board. And then what we start creating is, all of these people go, I didn't know you desire to be in film. I didn't know you're passionate about horses or baking.
Yeah, it's not just about flowers and butterflies.
This is not
that there's anything wrong with flowers and butterflies.
No.
This is a really in-depth.
Exactly. In-depth, yes.
And I love that you say that some adults with disabilities may not be able to express themselves.
Exactly.
So they can when they do it in this fashion.
In images. It's fascinating because especially with adults with autism that we support, not all, but many are nonverbal. And so when we work with the images, they're kind of making those selections and cutting things out, and then it's the process of putting it together in the collage. It's just a communication tool that really helps us understand, well, now I know a lot more about that person because of the images.
And it's not they're selecting. Just a communication tool. Right. It is an amazing communication tool. Now, what is person-centered planning? We do have to go to break.
Okay.
But
yep.
We touched on that at the last show, but we didn't really go into it.
Right.
So is this similar to the authentic self-discovery?
It actually is. If you really look at human service providers in the Department of Developmental Disability Services, they have what's called an individual support plan. So that's a framework for the person, right?
Okay.
And they develop goals, but then you look at person-centered planning. That's a little bit different because it's more in-depth, and it's really the person themselves driving the process, right? And really saying, these are my dreams and my goals. And ultimately for me, the ultimate piece, that peeling away the onion at the center, is the authentic discovery piece. If we start there and then develop a plan with the person, That's where it's at.
It's the gold.
It's the goal. It's the goal. I say you start with authentic discovery, then you create with the person, with them driving the process, the person-centered plan, and then you have a bigger outline for, DDS, requirements of plans.
So it starts with today in this moment, and then you can see the bigger picture.
And then you go to, yes.
I love it. All right, we do have to go to a quick break. My guest is Diane Gilligan. You can go to expressyourselfconnections.org. You can also go to the store, which is at 1939 Ocean Street in Marshfield.
Right next to Famous Pizza.
Right next to Famous Pizza. And go do your shopping. I've already done Christmas shopping there.
Yes. Oh, well.
Thank you.
And I just want to mention that every single item in the shop, complimentary, gift wrapping included. It's literally one-stop shop.
It is. Yeah. It is. And I go in there and buy more than I'm supposed to.
That's what everyone says.
I know, right? Yes. It's okay, though. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
No one pays more for your gold, diamonds, coins, or silver than AJ Marks Jewelers. At AJ Marks, they treat every customer fairly, whether they are selling or buying. AJ Marks is a family-owned business and your premier fine jeweler for every generation. Visit AJ Marks in Hyannis or Wareham if you are looking for a special estate piece, want to create your own custom design, or if you need a jewelry repair. Getting engaged? If it's the right diamond, it's an AJ Marks diamond. Your family-owned jeweler is AJMarksJewelers.com.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your Reflections cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
I'm the boy and you're the phone. Lighting up inside your drawer at home, all alone. Pushing 40 in the friend zone. We talk and then you walk away every day. Oh, you don't think twice about me. And maybe you're right to doubt me, but if you give me just one night, you're gonna see me in a new light. Yeah, if you give me just one night to meet you underneath the moon.
Are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Oh, love that song too. Loved all the music for this. I can't wait to play the last song. It's beautiful. And a new light. You got to see people in a new light.
A new perspective.
New perspective.
Yep.
So now we're really celebrating, RTR is celebrating or has celebrated their 30-year anniversary.
Absolutely.
And what is their motto?
Okay, their motto, their mission.
Mission.
Is making lives better.
Mm.
Okay. And they have provided exceptional core services to over 1,200 individuals. Within our core services, and we have over 700 human service professionals that work for Road to Responsibility. We're really widely known and respected as a leader in the field. And we're really committed to serving the most complex and challenging people and doing so effectively.
You are the leader.
We really are. I mean, RTR stands for, you know, we really are proud as how far we'll go to support people that people say, well, it's difficult. It's too difficult. We don't believe that. No, it's not. You know, we get to know the person. We provide the appropriate services and, you know, plans, and we offer it, and they're successful. They're so successful.
It's not just 30 years of existing. It's
right.
30 years of successfully.
And being that leader. To take on, you know, complex, challenging behaviors
that people
need to, you know, adjust to so that they can be an important, you know, person in the community, integrated and accepted and valued just like anybody else.
Community. Community is everything.
It really is.
I believe community is everything.
Yep.
I got to get out in the community all the time. Anyway, let's go into the three social enterprises of Road to Responsibility.
Right.
And Express Yourself Community Connections is one of them.
Yes. Okay. We are one of them. And we've talked a lot about that. We also have, and many people in the Marshfield community are aware, the Ocean Village Bookstore.
Now, where is that located?
Okay, that's located at 1831 Ocean Street, right in Library Plaza, next to the playground.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
And so basically, we offer affordable used books that they're actually donated by members of the community. And the bookstore really provides employment opportunities as well for adults with disabilities. And it's a really neat, inclusive social space for the community to get to know our folks and to come in for really good deals on books.
Mm.
Yeah, the manager's name is Stacy Toon. She is phenomenal.
Mm.
You talk about a woman with passion, her knowledge of books and
so
passion
anyone,
for
anyone
books.
So anyone can donate books?
Anybody, yep. And they bring them right to the shop. And they're open Tuesday
gently
through
used.
Saturday.
Gently used.
Yep. Of course. And then that creates a lot of work for our individuals and maintaining the shop and keeping all the categories in order. And there's just so much positivity the minute the customer walks in. You hear Stacy, welcome to the village. I mean, it's really a community. That's what she's so funny.
So can people do book readings?
They can do book readings. The children come in as groups.
I want to do a book reading.
You can, yes, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And
in your store too.
I'm waiting for you. That's a creative.
Well, I'm still writing the book. Sorry.
Right. Well, we're waiting.
But I have finished editing chapter 3 of 18.
There you go.
So
you're making progress.
I know. So I want to come in and do a card reading too. I did it once.
Yes.
I want to come in again. But really promote it. Can I promote it?
Absolutely. Like I said, we are so proud. RTR is so proud that we are a platform at Express Yourself to promote the community to show what they're interested in, what their gifts are. And it's so reciprocal. Mm-hmm. And they get to meet our individuals and learn how things work. And then the labels just drop. We just love to share what everybody's passion is and come together.
I just love you. Now, what is We Love to Fish?
Okay, so We Love to Fish is a boat that we have, and the director's name is Rob Lever. And we created this program because we just wanted to give a beautiful day on the water for people with disabilities to understand what it's like to fish, you know, and learn those skills and be out in the wind blowing. They toss the fish back.
Sorry.
Nope, they toss the fish back. They have conversation on the boat. They love the wind in their hair, and Rob will drive the boat really fast. So when it's in season, you can also reach Rob at rtrinc.org. And, you know, you'll get information on We Love to Fish.
And how you can get involved.
How you can get involved. And the family members go out and their friends. So it is a fully integrated experience as well.
Now, why can't you stress it enough that your Express Yourself Community Connections is fully inclusive?
Right.
Why is I feel like you can't stress it enough.
Right. I can't. You know, what's really kind of a catch 22, because the logo, you know, the sign on the shop and the logo is Road to Responsibility, right? Because we're they're
affiliated.
The parent company of
you're under their umbrella.
Express Yourself. So I think when we have the logo there, it's interesting, it's reverse. People in the community go, oh, I don't know, do I belong there? Is this for me? Am I welcome there? It's that kind of thought process that they say, well, maybe this is just for people with disabilities because I know what Road to Responsibility's mission is. So this has been the huge challenge. We've been successful.
To be even more successful, can we invite someone to offer a donation service to create you a similar but different logo?
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, in social enterprise, as things evolve, we always come back to the table and we as an organization, and we say, okay, what's working, what's not? You know, do we need more marketing? Is it the logo? Is it our literature? You know, are we not promoting enough with advertising? So those are all, you know,
things to think about.
But
the point is, you want more foot traffic, and you want the entire community foot traffic.
And it's interesting because when they do come in, they say, we didn't know what this was about.
Which is what a lot of people were saying in the beginning.
It's true.
Some people are still saying it.
Yeah.
Well, we're crushing all of those misconceptions today.
That's right. Yeah.
And we do have to go to break. So I hope you can stay with us. Diane Gilligan is my guest. ExpressYourselfConnections.org. It's a great place for Christmas gifts, even spring, you know, Easter gifts.
We do all seasons.
Birthday gifts. It's a great place. It's beautiful. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
How are your employees showing up to work? Do they bring their whole self, play to their strengths, and exceed expectations? Steinberg HR is a consulting company with a strong human resource foundation and operations background. Human resources can directly impact a business's return on investment. Wouldn't it be great to see a piece of you in each of your employees? Steinberg HR can create a long-term strategy so that your team will flourish and your business will thrive. Contact them today to start the conversation at steinberghr.com.
Communication is one of life's most fundamental joys, yet often taken for granted until it is lost or doesn't develop. If you are questioning your child's development, the offices of Suzanne Ducharme, an innovative clinical practice located in Norwell, can help. Founder and master clinician Suzanne Ducharme provides a warm and compassionate approach to pediatric speech pathology with craniosacral therapy and holistic family coaching to support families with special needs children. Book a consultation today at childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. That's childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com.
Repeat.
we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. What a great song.
I know.
Peter Townsend. That was so great. I love that song. And, you know, love will open the door, right?
It's true.
It's such a cliche.
It's a cliche, but you know what? I always think, open the gate, open the door, open opportunities, open your arms.
Yeah, being open, period.
Yeah, being open, yep, to everybody.
Now, so we mentioned earlier that the state funding does not pay for these enterprises.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So you are dependent, in a way, on private funding.
We are.
What does the private funding help with some of the community services things that you are involved with?
Sure. So state funding helps provide the basics, which we talked about. But private fundraising helps RTR better support and meet the changing needs of the individuals we serve. And so that is the changing needs. The landscape has totally changed. Okay. The federal mandate has come down now, where I'm not sure if you're aware, but in 2016, the sheltered workshops and facility-based settings are closed, right? Yes, because basically the federal mandate says we must provide our services in the most inclusive community setting possible.
And those are not inclusive.
Right. And no subminimum wage anymore. No production work, no piecework within a facility-based setting. We need to find out their person-centered desires, authentic desires for employment. And then we must create these opportunities included into the community. So it's following the Americans with Disabilities Act. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a time in history, actually. We are in a really exciting time, but also a very challenging time.
Because it's not easy to change.
No, and I believe we really need a transitional bridge, because to go from facility-based settings and then switching it and want inclusion, inclusion is the answer, but it takes a lot of relationship building, connection, skill building,
time.
We're looking at, well, what is a safe setting? What is a community inclusive safe setting? Because we need to be, you know, mindful of our individuals and make sure that they're safe in the environment and that, you know,
everyone.
We're providing enough support and that everybody is, of course, right? So everyone feels comfortable. So anyway, but private funding would really help the social enterprise programs, because they enrich RTR's individuals, but they also enrich the entire community. It's really, really important. I mean, I recently wrote an article about how our social enterprises really give back to the community. They really do. You know, and that's what we wanted. That's a huge, huge challenge. And we're getting there step by step, bit by bit. But as I mentioned, the two things is, honestly, private funding and creating opportunities for people. Those are two big things.
And, you know, changes are happening.
Yes.
And they're subtle, little shifts and subtle pivots. And over time, looking back in hindsight, we'll see how much stride you have made.
Right.
But really, it's just continuing. The light bulb went off when you were talking.
Okay.
The light bulb went off about the importance of inclusion.
Yes.
And especially the light bulb went off when you said they're doing away with the facilities.
Right. It's facility-based settings that they're now converting into classroom settings, which is good, right?
Yes, it's great.
Because we're teaching skills towards employment, okay? I think the challenge is, with lack of resources, with lack of additional staff and vans, it's very difficult to actually then have opportunities to take individuals into the community to interview, okay, for jobs that, but more importantly, that might not even be person-centered, but they want to work, the dignity of work. And so I just feel like we could maybe open our minds and take a little bit different approach. And I welcome the community and their ideas. There's a ton of ideas and a ton of imagination. and creativity, but we must come together and discuss it.
And I think the thing that I wanted to mention about the employers and having diversity.
Yes.
The reason I feel like it's so vital and important is because if you are only having, if you're limiting the, if you are limiting the diversity.
Yes. Yep.
Then you are limiting the what you can receive about what your business needs.
Exactly. Again, I think it's about perception. I mean, it's true that if businesses, they need to have an understanding and a belief in the true value that people with disabilities can bring to their business.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually about focusing on their abilities and what it is they can do that matters.
And some employers will go on to say that they have exceeded their expectations.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really believe that comes because when we provide opportunities where people can show demonstrate their gifts and talents and abilities, the employer's perceptions really start to change. It's all about education. It really is.
Because education can diminish fear.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yep. So we are out of time.
Oh, no.
I know. Can you believe it? Do you have one last hope that you want the listeners to have as a takeaway today or something you want to, a final thought you want to share?
I think I want to at least, you know, obviously point out I'm so blessed that the reason I was able to come here today was because the Elks 25th anniversary grant really wanted to be involved and help Road to Responsibility with community inclusion education. They didn't want to just give money for advertising and products. They wanted a message to get out about how important it is to have individuals with disabilities and elderly and the youth, the community, because everybody that needs connection is important. And so I really want to say thank you for the Elks grant.
Well, and I want to thank them too, because that's all about what I do is you are purchasing commercials.
Yep.
But I'm putting you on the show because you have purchased the commercials.
Yes.
Because I believe in having your voice heard and really sharing your authentic mission.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I think it's a beautiful thing, and I believe in you, and
thank
I believe in everything that you stand for, and I just love you to death.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy to be able to support you, and I'm going to support you even further by creating an event and really, really promoting it to my whole audience.
Okay.
And
oh,
so
I appreciate that.
I'll create something. We'll talk about it offline.
Okay.
But we are out of time. I want to leave you with one final quote, and this is by Buddha.
Yep.
Your work is to discover your world, and then with all your heart, give yourself to it. Isn't that beautiful?
It's perfect. Well, I couldn't have said it better. I love
that quote.
Thank
you for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity, really.
Thank you for listening. And I hope you tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.